Reading W.B. Yeats' The Wanderings of Usheen, especially for A.J. Leon, the nomad misfit who's going round the world in 1,080 days. And we reach the point in the poem where we get to the final book, book three. So I'm going to read book three in a number of audioboos, probably about five in all. And this is the beginning of book three. Fled foam underneath us and round us, a wandering and milky smoke, high as the saddle girth, covering away from our glances the tide, and those that fled and that followed from the foam pale distance broke, the immortal desire of immortals we saw in their faces and sighed. I mused on the chase with the Fenians and Bran, Slolan, Ljomar, and never a song sang Niamh, and over my fingertips came now the sliding of tears and sweeping of mist-cold hair, and now the warmth of sighs, and after the quiver of lips. Were we days long or nights long in riding, when rolled in a grisly peace, an isle lay level before us with dripping hazel and oak. And we stood on a sea's edge we saw not, for whiter than new washed fleece, fled foam underneath us and round us, a wandering and milky smoke. And we rode on the plains of the sea's edge, and the sea's edge barren and grey, grey sand on the green of the grasses, and over the dipping trees, dipping and doubling landward as though they would hasten away, like an army of old men longing for rest from the moan of the seas. But the trees grew taller and closer, immense in their wrinkling bark, dropping, a murmurous dropping, old silence, and that one sound. For no live creatures lived there, no weasels moved in the dark. Long sighs arose from our spirits, beneath us bubbled the ground. And the ears of the horse went sinking away in the hollow night, far as drift from a sailor, slow drowning the gleams of the world and the sun, ceased on our hands and our faces, on hazel and oak leaf, the light and the stars were blotted above us, and the whole of the world was one. Till the horse gave a whinny, for, cumbrous with stems of the hazel and oak, a valley flowed down from his hooves, and there in the long grass lay, under the starlight and shadow, a monstrous, slumbering folk. Their naked and gleaming bodies poured out and heaped in the way. And by them were arrow and war axe, arrow and shield and blade and dew-blanched horns, in whose hollow a child of 3 years old could sleep in a couch of rushes, and all inwrought and inlaid, and more comely than man can make them, with bronze and silver and gold. And each of the huge white creatures was hungry, was huger than fourscore men. The tops of their ears were feathered, their hands were the claws of birds, and shaking the plumes of the grasses and the leaves of the mural glen, the breathing came from those bodies, long warless, grown whiter than curds. There will be more of this poem to come. There will be more of it flowing as Yeats lets it flow, flowing out there, encouraging, and to pick his own words, blowing a fair wind behind A.J. Leon as he makes his way on his journey. So I give you The Wanderings of Usheen by W.B. Yeats for that purpose.